shine some on spotlight on verses 1 through 11. This is a familiar portion of scripture, the Bible readers. I'm convinced, though, that it's no fresh water in this old well.
Amen.
God has convinced me. I need your prayer. I know every time Pastor get him, I need your prayer, right?
Amen.
Amen. I cannot do this by myself. I don't have a clue. God just shows up every Sunday.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I let him have his way.
Yes.
You want to thank God for that all by himself.
Amen.
Let us pray. Well, Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you right now, Father God. Lord God, we come right now to sit at your feet. We've entered into your sanctuary, not empty-handed, but we've come with a sacrifice of praise. Like you ordered us. Now we sit at your feet. But Father God, we need a word from you. And without a word from you, what would we do? Father God, we come to you right now on this Sunday, beginning of this holy week. Father God, take knowledge and remember and celebrate the triumphant entry of your Son into the city. Father God, we thank you right now for your sacrifice that you've given up your Son. So Father God, right now it's preaching and teaching time. We're unable to do this by ourselves. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come on in and exhibit his perfect teaching and preaching ministry.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father God, allow the Holy Spirit to draw back the drapes of misunderstanding. Give us clarity of understanding. Let wisdom and knowledge dawn in our mind right now. Take us down, oh Father God. Sit us down. Open our mind right now. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Do what you said your word would do. Let it go out and accomplish that which you sent it out. You said your word would not return unto you void. So right now, in the name of your Holy Son and majestic Son, Jesus, right now, Father God, preach and teach right now, bind Satan as he tries to snatch the word of knowledge. But Father God, give us a good time in you.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, let us celebrate you in through your word.
Yes,
speak
Lord.
To us through your word.
Yes, Lord.
Restore us the joy
yes,
of our Lord. Salvation
yes,
in your
Lord.
Word. Father God, allow your servant to do just what you called me to do right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I submit myself humbly to you right now.
Right.
Play me in whatever tune you want me to whistle
yes,
in today.
Lord.
And whatever's accomplished in this sitting, oh Father God, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it.
Yes.
Now, the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 21. Begin at the first verse. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, and then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied with a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them.
Mm.
And straightway he will send them.
Mm.
All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strolled them in the way. And the multitudes that went before that and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I'd like to put a tag on this text. With your prayers this morning on this Palm Sunday, ride Jesus, ride.
All right.
Amen. Give me take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Ride Jesus, ride. And have you ever had one of those weeks that started out well and ended up really bad? Anybody got their mic on in the back? Turn it off. I'm so sorry. Amen. Thank you. As I was saying, anyone ever had one of those weeks that started out well and ended up really bad?
Yeah.
Ever had a week that started out on a high note? You were excited, enthusiastic. You were filled with anticipation of what was going to happen for the remainder of the week. Then somewhere around the midweek, didn't even have to take that long, things started going bad. Which, things were not going according to how you had planned. This is your life. Things in your life start to take an immediate, watch me now, abrupt shift. Every now and again, that is just the way things happen in our life. No matter how much we love God, no matter how much Bible we read, no matter how much worship service we attend, no matter how much we pray, there are just times in our life that the tough times seem to show up and catch us off guard. Are y'all with me? Start off really good. Things start really good, but ends up really bad. This was the case. It's the time with the Lord. And I say to Jesus Christ, on the very last week of his life, he started out on a high note. Things were going very well. People were lauding him and applauding him.
Yes, they were.
Singing his praises in the city streets. Then somewhere around the close of the end of the week, everything just fell to the floor. The bottom dropped out. To the casual observer, things were turning out really bad. To the casual Bible reader, things looked really bad. It was the last night of the Lord's life, Jesus' night, like his last night of his last life, of his life.
Right.
That was Thursday evening of the last week when he took his disciples into an upper room that was large and furnished for them to observe the Passover meal, that ancient feast that all Jewish devout believers would engage in. It's still significant to Jews today.
Yes.
Many devout Jewish believers around the world are preparing, y'all, as I preach, to observe the Passover come sundown this coming Good Friday evening. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
I know I'm in the book.
Yes, sir.
Jesus gathered his disciples together. They ate together. He turned that last supper into the Lord's supper, telling them to eat this bread and drink this wine. And in doing so, you will remember my death till I come.
Wow.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
He enjoyed that time with them. He made several prophecies to them while he was there.
Yes.
He told Judas what he was about to do. And he told Peter what he would do.
Yes.
Wow.
The Bible said after that, the Bible said that Jesus went into the garden of Gethsemane. Walk with Pastor.
Yes, sir.
On the Mount of Olives. And while he was there, the Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon to return liberated King, he went to the garden to pray, to ask his Father.
Yes.
While they're praying, he said, Lord, say, Father, can this cup pass from me? This cup of suffering, this cup of death. But Jesus concluded in his prayer.
Yes.
By saying, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. While he was praying, while in the garden, while there were disciples, his disciples, y'all, who could not handle the heavy load of the evening.
Uh-huh.
And as a consequence, they drifted off to sea. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir. Amen.
While he was there with them, the Bible said his betrayer, Judas, came back. But he did not come alone, y'all.
No, he didn't.
He came with some soldiers.
Yeah.
They came to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But before they could get their hands on him, Peter said, I'm not letting him go without a fight. Peter sliced off the ear of one of the soldiers who was coming to take Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus said, no, Peter, put your sword back in your sheath.
Yeah.
He said, for those who live by the sword,
wow,
shall die by the sword.
Yes,
he said, don't you know, remember who I am, Peter? He said, I want legions of angels to come and rescue me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can call my daddy and he'll send legions of angels.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, but not my will,
well,
let his will be
amen.
Done. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
As a consequence, y'all with me now?
Yes.
As a consequence, they came to arrest Jesus, and as a consequence, he begins the most bitter, the most agonizing night of his life. That we start off well, ended up rough. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
That night, in the words of our elders, they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Yes, they did it.
Yes, sir.
That night, they mocked him.
Uh-huh.
They derailed him. They beat him.
Yes.
They spit upon him.
Yes.
That night, they did every killer's thing to him and degraded him.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the public square, they beat him with their fists. They struck him. It was a graphic. But he stood there, took it. Our Jesus took it and never said a mumbling word.
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God he decided to take it, because if he had not you and me on his mind, we wouldn't be here right now.
Amen.
For Sunday,
yes,
early Sunday morning,
wow,
was a great day, y'all.
Yes, it,
yeah, it was a phenomenal day.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy. Almost everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Because you have some haters.
Yes,
as long as you got a whole bunch of lovers, you're going to have some haters in the crowd.
Amen.
Y'all ain't hear me.
Yes,
can I just hang on just for a minute before
right
I go
there,
to my seat
right
and just talk about some of these folk that was in the crowd?
Hey, Pastor.
You got a group of people that was going to let me put a label on some of us.
Well.
You had the disciple category.
Uh-huh.
You had the mocker category.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You had the multitude category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I talk about them a little bit?
Yeah.
Can I go there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mark chapter 6 and 52 verses chapter 18, 17 through 18 said, tell us that these were the who are close. These disciples were close,
uh-huh,
physically with Jesus. They had seen the Lord.
Yeah.
They saw his miracles.
Yeah.
They heard his teachings. Yeah. Y'all with me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Though they had seen and heard his words and works, they failed to really know who he was.
Right.
They heard him, but they weren't ingesting what he was saying.
All right.
They sat at his feet, but their heart was not really with him.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of the disciple category.
No,
I want to have a little bit closer walk with my Jesus,
yeah,
than just being a disciple, because you can be a disciple who just come to church. You can hear the word preached Sunday in and Sunday out, and your life never even changed. You ain't making no commitment to nothing. You ain't doing nothing. I don't know what you stirred up, but guess what? When you leave here, you got to meet the righteous judge. And if you think you're trying to get perfect before you make a commitment, the devil is a lie, because you can't fix nothing. If we can fix it, Jesus would have never. I don't know. Maybe these disciples so preoccupied with the physical kingdom,
yes,
and was seeking things like position, praise for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Can I break that down for us a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I can go a little deeper there. We're preoccupied with the four walls we do. This us is church.
Amen.
I've been here a long time. I come to church. I face the name of the church.
What you say?
Then your life will change.
Woo!
Your thinking will change. I want to be just more than a name on the road. I want to be, my soul need to be written in the Lamb book of life.
Glory.
Oh, we got the modern category. Watch this, Sister Mumford. We got the Martha category. Luke chapter 10, 30 through 42 says, Jesus was traveling alone, and he entered into a certain village, and Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary.
Yeah.
Mary decided to sit at Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not to be bothered with the preparation of the meal.
Wow.
Martha was upset, so she says to Jesus, make her help me. I'm doing all the work by myself. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're worried about so many things. I don't know who I'm talking to. But only a few things are necessary.
Yes.
And Mary has chosen the right thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Martha was seeking to meet her. Watch this now. Martha was seeking to meet her inner. And get you a closer walk with God. Your relationship with. Oh, I gotta go. Y'all not liking me right now. But you got the mother category.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me somebody. These are the sensation seekers. Can I get a witness in here?
Amen.
Do you know, Sister Tom, you got some people just joined the church just because it's big.
Yeah.
Everybody wanna be a part of something big.
Wow.
They don't care. They never come to because they're too small. They don't got enough going on there. But they don't want to commit to doing nothing to make it better. But they just want to say, I go to that church because it's big and everybody going there. Because see, people like to lose themselves in the crowd. When they lose themselves in the crowd, they feel they're not being challenged. And they get a witness in here. They tend to sit in the crowd in a multitude and think that the message is always for someone else and not them.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But see, when Daniel Hutchinson sit there, even though I'm not talking to him, he tend to feel like I'm talking with him because I tend to call out his name every now and again.
Wow.
And he feels I'm talking to him because it looks like I'm looking at him, but you're in a so big a place, unless you're a mature, you ought to just take the word for you, but you tend to lose yourself and compromise the way you live it. They were seeking the Lazarus effect. They want to be a part of the big thing. They want to be a part of the miracle, but not the inner workings of the miracle. They want to be a part of they want to be a part of Lazarus coming out the tomb, taking off his tomb clothes. Amen. But guess what? They didn't want to be a part of why Lazarus came out the tomb in the first place.
All right.
He came out the tomb because Jesus said, Lazarus, Lazarus. But that's not it. Lazarus heard Jesus' voice.
Amen.
He recognized who Jesus was.
Amen.
Some of those people in the crowd, they're just like Judas. Mm. You know why Judas hung around Jesus? Mm. If you think Jesus was poor, the Bible doesn't say nothing about how money, but Judas was the bookkeeper of all people. Of all people, that betrayal was the bookkeeper. Mm. Jesus had money. Remember when he was born in a manger, wrapped in sprouting clothes? The magi died, the wise men and the kings that came to visit him, gave Mary and Joseph enough money to take him through the rest of his life. Mm. If Jesus wanted to build a church, he could. Mm. Wanted to build a synagogue, he could. He had the money.
Wow.
But he was on the move. He was a nomad. Like the children of Israel, he was always on the move. He had a street ministry going. He was going from town to town. He didn't have nobody to come to him. He could have filled the church in a day.
Wow.
But you can't, what you say?
Wow.
I'm going to move on because I hate to feel like y'all not liking me. But it's, this topic of this message is ride, Jesus, ride. This is traditional scripture. Many ministers and pastors going to come from this text today. Maybe not this gospel writer, maybe be God, gospel writer tomorrow. But God took me to the gospel writer Matthew today because he wants me to let you know why. Watch this here. He tells his disciples.
Wow.
Watch Jesus set it up. He tells his disciple, go into Bethany. He's been there before.
Okay.
You're going to find a donkey.
Wow.
Don't be a child teacher, Lord.
Wow.
And a colt. He said, they're unbroken. They're not broken. They're unbroken. Uh-huh. Undomesticated. Two undomesticated animals. They have never been ridden before.
Wow.
He said, go and get them. If anybody tell you or ask you, why are you taking these donkeys and they don't belong to you? Just tell them, your Lord set them. Except your Lord has need of them.
Yeah.
And they will loose them and let them go. Then it became just how Jesus prophesied. Watch now, I tell you, Jesus is setting the stage. He said, and guess what? He don't even give the name of disciples.
Right.
There were two unnamed disciples. He didn't say it was John, Peter, or James. He said it's two disciples. You know why? Because right now this is all about Jesus.
Amen.
All about Jesus. They go to the city. Watch me, y'all. I'm going to shout in a minute. They go to the city to get these donkeys. They loose them. Now, there's a reason. Now, I want you to know, I said Jesus was set the stage, didn't I? The reason why Jesus was set the stage, y'all, because don't you think that Jesus just have an eye to say, because I'm the Word wrapped up in flesh, I know I can say a word and whatever I speak come to pass.
Right.
Everything Jesus does is for a reason. He said, I come to fulfill scripture.
Yes.
Watch me now. He says, I come to fulfill scripture. Help your child teach this, Lord. If you will look, the prophet, if you can look back it up into the Old Testament, the prophet Zechariah in chapter 9. I know we don't usually read chapter 9 of Zechariah. In there it says that, Israel, your king coming to you, riding on the donkey.
All right.
Jesus, I'm setting the stage.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, the donkey represents peace, humility, and Davidic reality. This is what happened. If you check King Jehu, when he was coronated, he rode into the city of Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people threw his clothes, on the ground.
Yes, sir.
To show the red carpet status of him.
Right.
Wow.
King of Israel. Yes. Jesus wasn't changing nothing. Kings of Israel rode into the city of Jerusalem to show their humility, their peace they were coming with, and their royalty.
Right.
Did it come riding a stallion or a steed or a white horse like the warriors did? That's what the king of Israel did.
Uh-huh.
Here comes the king of Israel, the king of Israel. He does the same thing. Y'all ain't feeling
it. Yes, sir.
I'll give you another one. Solomon. When Solomon was coronated as king, he rode into the city of Jerusalem, and Israel threw palm branches, thrown him on the street, and he rode in on a donkey.
Yes.
Here come King Jesus. I told you Jesus set the stage. He said, everything I do is to fulfill prophecy. And guess what? Jesus didn't stop his parade in the city streets.
All right.
No, he started his parade on the Mount of Olives.
Because
if you back that thing up,
yes,
y'all ain't with me. I'm going to get happy in a minute. Back that thing up to chapter 20, and you'll see that he went up to the Mount of Olives. The processional started at the Mount of Olives. The Mount of Olives, y'all, is 2,700 feet high. It's higher than Mount Zion. Guess what? You know why he started there? He said, I'm going to make sure everybody see just when I'm going to get ready to come down the city. Everybody going to look and see me, Jesus, coming in. Don't you think for 1 minute now, the text don't tell us that Jesus came just with his disciples. Am I not in the book?
Yes, sir.
It said he had a great multitude with him. I don't know how many people it was, but I know one thing. Can I hang on right there? It was a great multitude, y'all. And guess what? All of them knew who Jesus was.
Wow.
They knew the miracles he had performed.
Right.
They know he can walk on water.
Amen.
Look at the significance of what Jesus did. Watch why I'm talking about Jesus ride.
Right.
Check this out. Everywhere Jesus went, Jesus walked before this.
Wow.
Every city he went to, you never heard him buying a horse or a carriage or a buggy. No one's, Jesus walked.
Amen.
Jesus, matter of fact, Jesus walked so much when his disciples were on the Sea of Galilee in the middle of the storm, Jesus kept walking on top of the water.
Amen.
can't walk on top of the water. So here he go. Now he ride.
Yes.
Jesus said, okay, and guess what? And the crowd, they were walking.
Yes.
He said, y'all know what I've done. Y'all see what I've done. Y'all ought to holler when y'all see me.
Yeah.
Holler because I walked on water, healed the sick, raised the dead, opened the blinded eyes.
Yes, yes.
But then, can I back it up a little bit, Sister Thomas? I'm about to go because y'all looking like y'all getting tired. Why don't I do something to get myself? But I'm loving this day because check this out. Jesus said, just in case y'all forgot who I am, and the mountains I down, as he was about to go up the Mount of Olives, check out chapter 20 and the last verse, few verses. He was getting ready to get come. He had gone up the Mount of Olives. Now he was coming down, but he got stopped by two blind men.
All right, now.
Two blind men stopped Jesus in chapter 20
because
they heard Jesus was coming with the on the donkey, showing his raw status. They yell out, they say, Jesus, thou son of David.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch Pastor now. Watch the number.
Lord, wow.
Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now watch the crowd. The crowd tells them, hush now. Jesus getting ready to come into the city on this donkey. We ain't got time for your stuff. Just be quiet. The Bible tells me. They told the blind men to be quiet. And the more they told to be quiet, the louder they got.
Yeah.
I'm loving them.
Yeah.
Y'all going to shake your mission shot. When any church folk look at you crooked eyed and they tell you to shut up, don't get your praise on, you tell them, I didn't come, you can't give me nothing I need. I want to see the Son of David. When they say Jesus, Son of David, that shows his Davidic status.
Yes.
That means that God, our eyes are on you, and we watching you. We don't care about what everybody else got to say, what everybody else got to do. We got our eyes on you. He said, have thou mercy on me.
Yes.
I don't care what my Lord doing.
Yes.
I don't care what he into.
Preaching.
He will stop for what I need.
Amen.
And see about me.
Glory, glory, glory.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I serve a God that's never too busy to hear my plight and my circumstance and my situation. Yeah. So he begins to ride.
Come on now.
Into the city. One of the gospel writers, they described what type of branches. He said they took some palm branches. Can I get a witness up here? And they were waving the palm branches.
Yes.
Oh yeah. They were waving them, Sister Baby. Because they had come their Jesus.
Yes.
Now I want you to know there's a significance in the palm branches and why they were saying what they were saying.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness out here?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get out your way in a minute.
Yes.
If God ever did anything for you,
yeah.
If he ever did anything for you,
because
the text tells me right here in the text that they are said in verse 9 of chapter 21.
Yes.
And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, Hosanna.
Yes.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, since I was coming to New Jerusalem this morning, I know I can't just get up here and say anything, so I had to go to school on y'all.
Right.
Can I get over this up here? I had to do an etymological study of the word Hosanna.
Yeah.
And the word Hosanna means, let me give you praise, honor, and glory. And when you say Son of David, he say your son good. Hosanna, Hosanna. So I can use my sanctified imagination.
Wow.
Because we rode into the city. Yes. So I think that someone must have said, ride, Jesus, ride. Can I get a witness up in here? Oh, Angie, I was feeling that thing, and I heard them say, there was a blood to say, go, Jesus, go, Jesus. That's like, ride, Jesus, go, Jesus. Y'all been feeling me up in here? They saw, they remember him walking on the water. They remember him feeding the 5,000 with three fishes and a fire. They say, go, Jesus, go, Jesus. And his disciples were sitting there, and they was just waving their hands, throwing their clothes on the ground, because they say, go, Jesus, ride, Jesus. Because they remember Jesus said, I'm going to tear the temple down, and I'm going to build that thing. Y'all ain't feeling me up here. He is God. Uh-huh. And because he is God, that means that he set the stage up, yes, so that he fulfilled messianic prophecy.
Yes,
that means that everyone that spoke about him, uh-huh, before him, yes, he brought them the truth.
Lord.
That means that he didn't let anything they say become a lie.
Amen.
Watch me now. And because he didn't let anything they say become the lie,
yes,
that means that now that I'm getting ready to celebrate his,
yes,
death, burial, and resurrection, I can celebrate his entrance into the city.
Yes.
And because I can celebrate his entrance into the city, that's like his entrance into my spiritual life, Barbara.
Yes,
I ought to just wave my